These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to us, his people. His return is very soon. It's urgent. This is the time to take heed to the parable of the 10 virgins. This is so crucial that it's a good idea. It's a Holy Ghost idea to read the parable of the 10 virgins every day. Every day. And just receive God's word in your heart. Some people just might struggle to believe on Jesus Christ. It's worth it to ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. But don't just pray and forget about it. Study the word for yourself. This is so important. So many people are going to be surprised and caught off guard when the Lord returns. I've never seen such a season that the Lord talked to me so much about his soon return. It's imminent. In 2017, he said, "Tell my people that my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left." Some people will be caught off guard. Study the parables of Jesus. Study all the parables of Jesus. And ask the Holy Spirit your questions. Ask the Lord to guide you into all truth. If you're a Christian, some Christians struggle with their faith. And they go up and they go down like a roller coaster. This is not a time to go up and down. This is a time to be stable. You've heard preachers. You've been to church. You've heard all kind of teachings. Why not study the word for yourself, starting with what Jesus taught in the first place? And also what he said to the seven churches. If you are a Christian, start with what Jesus taught the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 through 3. Study chapters Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. That's what Jesus had to say to his people. And then study the Sermon on the Mount. Take another look at what Jesus said when he arrived. John wrote in John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And guess what? Jesus is the Word of God. And guess what? He is God, and also he's man. He's the Son of God. He's the only begotten Son of God, the only one in the whole universe qualified to redeem us from our ragged sins. We want to be separated from sin. Sin is what's holding you back. Sin is what's been holding you back all along because we were born in it. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Why is it that people don't flock to God? They're not trying to learn God's ways. They're being hindered by the system of this world. Also by the system of sin within them. See, sin is a restrictor against God. It's not just you choosing to do wrong. The persuasions of sin, it takes away your appetite for the things of God. The things of God is life itself. The life of God is his love. But see, the sin of this world is attempting to continually divide you against God. Satan is afraid of you knowing who God is. He's afraid of your prayers. He's afraid of your faith. And he's afraid of what God can do in and throughout your life. He knows for a fact that if you get to know the Lord and you love God, he has no power or control over you. Satan controls people through sin. The sin that they love, he uses it as puppet strings to control them and leverage them. In other words, drive them to more darkness. That's why sin is not okay. And preachers that look the other way and just teach the fun side of God's word or the blessing side of God's word. See, God is love. He wants to bless you, but your sin, even though he's been blessing you, and even though he's blessed you all along, because he gives rain to the just and to the unjust. Now, God is always good. And people are teaching, just because God is willing to forgive you of all your sins, people are saying that you can live in sin and you're all right with God still. That's a lie. People are saying, well, you're saved. Once you're saved, you're always saved. So really, they take a light approach to sin, not teaching people the devastation that sin is causing. Why do you think millionaires commit suicide? Why do you think people that's got everything, they got a good marriage, they got good automobiles, they live in a good neighborhood, they have beautiful family, and they're depressed? Something is wrong. When you receive the love of God, you can appreciate all the gifts that God has given you. Some people right now in real time, they got everything. They look like the picture of the American dream. But they're depressed. And they're down. And they don't understand why. I'm going to tell you why. They don't understand fully spiritual warfare. And they don't understand the love of God towards them. And they're not willing to love. When you fill your heart with the love of God, and you fill your heart with his word, there's no room for depression. I'm not saying this to put people down. I'm saying this so people are unaware. When people are depressed, they feel like the world is closing in on them. They feel the pressure of the world itself. They feel the pressure of trying to, the pressure of other people. They're trying to satisfy the thoughts. People look up to them. The teachers look, they made good grades. The teacher always was proud of them. They're trying to live up to other people's expectation. And they put pressure on themselves to be a certain way. In God's house, he don't do that. He don't do anybody that way. He loves you for you, not your abilities, not what you can do for him, not your success, not your wisdom, not your knowledge. He loves you personally for you. To the point that he sent his only begotten son, and his only begotten son looked at the Father and desired to do his will and bless us. He laid his life down to pick your life up. That's love. You didn't earn that. So when people are doing good works in the world, people do good things to win the favor of people. People try to win the favor of politicians. Politicians try to win the favor of the people that they want to vote for. Employees want the favor of the boss. The boss want the favor of the owner of the company. The owners of the company want favor with the vendors and people that buy their products. And they have to perform to get all these things. But in God's house, you have to just receive his love. And when you receive his love on the inside of you, a healing process has begun that the world is estranged to. And you want to love other people, just like God loved you. That's your first love. That's what Jesus is talking about in Revelation. This is the life of God we all need. With that kind of life and that kind of love in your heart, sometimes when you don't know what to do, the right thing to do will be obvious. And the Lord can easily commune with you. See, God can't commune easily with everybody. And I've noticed this for a long time. I got saved back in 1983. And from that time, I noticed something. Almost 40 years, 38, 39 years ago, I noticed something. The people that God give his best knowledge to is people who love him. Why? Because they'll receive it. He's attempting to give his best knowledge to everybody. But he can't. He's restricted. Because they'll use the knowledge against people. Because they're not fully committed. They're not wholehearted. So in order to protect them and others, he gives them what they can receive. So a lot of good preachers, they don't understand depression. And depression is simply this. It's an absence of the word of God in your heart. It's just what it says it is, depression. Think of a football. The football inflated is a little bit heavier than a deflated football. the football that's inflated with the air, you can throw it better, even though it's heavier, but it's full of atmosphere. But the atmosphere crushes the football that's deflated, or balloon, or basketball. Anything that's deflated, the atmospheric pressure crushes it. Now, when you have God's word in your heart, you have his strength. You're like the wise, there were 10 virgins, 5 was full of oil, had oil in their lamps, and 5 let their lamp run out of oil. The ones with the oil in their lamp, they trimmed their lamp to preserve the oil in their lamp. They were the 5 wise virgins. The 5 foolish virgins, they let the oil run out. And when it was time to use the lamps, they had to go find oil in their lamp. Now, if people don't receive God's word, if they don't receive God's love in their heart, if they don't receive his word, then their perceptions change. Jesus put it this way. He said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If when you study God's word or receive God's word, if you hear it, if you just listen to it on the radio or listen to your pastor or Christian family members or Christian friends, and you hear the word, a joy comes inside you and you have strength. This means that if you've received enough of God's word to solve your doubts and you're receiving the comfort of his love, there's no room for depression. You feel the life of God living in you. That healing process is operating in you, and you begin to feel powerful. Not of yourself, but it's of God. This is how life should have been in all along. This is how it was in the beginning. See, Adam was enveloped by the glory of God. It would have been impossible for Adam to be depressed in his first state. So, if you receive God's word, don't focus on what made you upset and what got you off balance and what caused you to be sad. Don't focus on those things ever again. Don't worry about it. God's got you. And he's going to fill you with his wisdom and his knowledge and his love. And then he'll commune with you. Just focus on the Lord. And he'll show you how to easily situate the problems in your life. He'll show you how to solve the problems that's been plaguing your life. He'll give you new perceptions instead of old perceptions. If you've been depressed all your life, my friend, study the word of God with the intent to receive it and do it and learn from it. Believe that it's true while you're reading it. Don't read it. If you read it as a skeptic, you're measuring it low. Jesus said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. So if you measure it too small, it'll work small in your life. But if you keep on, you'll be able to measure it bigger and bigger. And eventually, you're going to have the joy in your own heart. And after a while, you'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can graduate if you have to, long as you begin the process. You're not working for salvation. You have to understand, we don't ever try to attempt to work for salvation. We work out the salvation that God has given us. We're doing something with the wisdom and knowledge of God. I'm not saying study so God will love you. God already loves you. He loved you a long time ago. He loved you thousands of years ago. In fact, before God framed the earth, before the foundations of the world, Jesus is the lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. The Lord knew what was going to happen. But 2,000 years ago, way before you were born, and thought of your parents, God knew you were coming, and he provided you with a Savior because he knew we all needed it. Now, the fact that I'm saying that you need a Savior and I need a Savior, that's not a put down. This is a solution to a problem that you had nothing to do with. See, everything of God, when God makes something, it produces after its type. When Adam sinned, my friend, he altered himself. He disobeyed God on purpose. He ate off the fruit of the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord spoke to him and told him, if you eat off this tree, you shall surely die. When he did that, it started a sin process in his life. Death began to work in him. And see, a day to God is 1,000 years. He died at the age of 930 years. He didn't make a day with God. Not only that, no man has ever lived over 1,000 years. The oldest man recorded is Methuselah. He lived 969 years. And he died. And that same year, the flood began. Now, no man, and after the flood, God reduced our time because he loved us so much. We proved that we couldn't function that long and stay out of trouble. Because God had to flood the earth because man had become so corrupt. He cut our time down to 120 days. I mean, 120 years. Now, these broadcasts were on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. So, nevertheless, Adam didn't make a day. So, we can receive God's word and pick up where he left off with Christ. See, the first Adam died and death worked in us. So now the second Adam comes and give us life. But we got to believe it. And in order to not be tricked out of bounds, we have to receive the living word of God. It's important that we go forward in the Lord, not backwards. The Lord loves us. He's trying to heal every part of our life. We have to just receive it. But I don't feel like, some people will say, I don't feel like I can receive anything. Just believe the word of God. That is the same as receiving. Give it a chance to heal you. Study the word of God in faith. Just study it. If you never read it for yourself, read it for yourself. Look at it a little different. Hear what the Lord is trying to say to his people. And then study a scripture that will heal your life, that will bless you right now, up front and right now. And just think about it all day long. And ask the Lord to save you by faith. You may not feel saved. You may not feel any different. But ask him anyway. And ask him to help you understand what you don't. Because he loves you and he cares about you. And people who are sinning, you need to harden your heart against the sin, because the sin is hardening your heart against God. And the sin and the love of sin will cause you to be treacherous. If you're half-hearted, you don't ever fully commit to the things of God. That's a condition you got to get out of. You need a healthy relationship with the Lord your God, and King Jesus paid for us to have such a relationship. And all, your part is to receive his love and do it. Receive his love and walk in it. Receive his love and love others. The love of God that you receive from him, it strengthens you. A peace comes over you. You want more of his knowledge and love. And the first thought you have, I want to help other people know this. And you got to stay that way. Now, God will show you how to help people. You're going to be a little bit out of balance. You're going to try to rescue people, and you're going to get on their nerves doing it. But people that's been there, they'll understand. And they'll help you win souls. But don't start looking at the volume of people that look to you. Keep looking to the Lord, and he'll use you like a tool in his hand. We all need his love, and we need his understanding. We need to flow with him and follow him and go forward doing his word. When we hear the living word of God, we're enabled to be a blessing. And all the problems in our lives that has hindered us so much, they're going to shrink. They're going to become smaller and smaller and smaller. As we look to the Lord, remember, Peter walked on water while he was watching Jesus. You're going to have to learn to watch Jesus. Take your scripture and read it and think about it all day long. So when the storms of this life come, you'll be found standing. Now, Jesus put it this way. Some people build that house on a rock. When the winds blow naturally, when the natural winds blow, and your house is founded on a rock, modern day we use cement, and we anchor the house in the ground. And the winds come, and the house still there. It'll take a devastating tornado to destroy our house. Nevertheless, but when a person build that house on sand, and the strong winds come, it don't take a tornado to blow it down. This means that if you fill your heart with the Word of God, you'll have stability, and the structure of your life will remain in place when everything's working against you. And it will. Not because you deserve it, but because the enemy is trying to turn your focus off God and onto problems, so that he can get you to drown in all forms of depression, and you won't be able to function. You'll have all the blessings of God naturally, and sometimes even spiritually. But when you get depressed, you start destroying, working against everything God gave you. Some people commit suicide because they're under so much stress and pressure. And that suicide is not necessary. Taking the life that God gave you because you're under demonic oppression. That's what all forms of darkness is designed to crush you. But when you fill your heart with the love of God, you'll see things for what they are. And you're going to, instead of being needy, somebody to give you something, you'll have to give others. You'll have the spiritual strength you need. And it takes spiritual strength to give to others. Now, a rich person, they can easily write a check, but they can be empty on the inside, and they're still depressed. They're still subject to the wiles of the devil. It's always been a blessing to hear the Word of God. The enemy is trying desperately to get us off track. But Jesus told his disciples just before he died for them, just before Gethsemane. Gethsemane is the garden he went to pray, because he knew he was going to be beaten at the courts of Jerusalem under the religious leaders, and he knew he was going to be crucified, so he went there to pray. But before all this, he said, now, he was talking to his disciples, now you are clean because of the word. They've been hearing the word. They've been hearing Jesus. They were walking with him, being taught by him. So they were cleansed by the word. The blood of Jesus washes away our sin. But also, the word of God does the same thing spiritually. It nourishes us on the inside. Hearing the word of God, that's where we get our faith from. So when we believe God, we are cleansed. The blood of Jesus made it legal. When you believe God and take him at his word, you are counted righteous by the blood of Jesus. But the word of God is what gives you the knowledge to believe. So whenever you receive his knowledge, a cleansing process happens. You're doing something about the sin condition. And that's the point. It's not an offense. People get offended when you call me a sinner. That's like saying you breathe air. It's true that we breathe air. It's true that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So when you follow God, my friend, when you hear his word, the healing process continues in you. When people don't get saved and they don't believe what Jesus said, they stay like they are. And then when they die, they got to pay for all the sins they've done throughout their life. Also, because Jesus forgave you of your sin, he requires us to forgive others. So if you want Jesus to forgive you, you got to continue to forgive others. You want the Lord to forgive you of all your sin, that's a tremendous blessing and a load off your back. But when you retain somebody's sin, when you when you decide I'm not going to forgive somebody, and this has been proven scientifically, and this has been proven spiritually, there are reports of people that have cancer. And because they won't forgive somebody, God is restricted from healing them. Just like he's restricted from forgiving them for all of their sins. They're going to have to pay for their sins. Remember something Jesus said. He said, many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out demons in your name. And they did. But he'll say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Why? Because they would not forgive. Or they went back to the wiles of the world. And they started doing the things of this world. They started sinning on purpose like Adam did in the first place. Even though they were forgiven, they were made righteous, but they went back. That's why Jesus told me in 2017, no, it was almost 2018. It wasn't very long ago. It was the week before Thanksgiving, 2017. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. This is because people do wander out of bounds. The love of God don't deviate from the narrow path. But when people lose their first love, it's inevitable that they'll deviate off the narrow path and start playing with the world somewhere. Or even though they're not doing the desires of the world, they get overcome with the anger of the world or the unforgiveness of the world or depression to the point that they question God's integrity. See, when the word's not thriving in your heart, something is. When people can take their own life instead of asking God to help them, something's wrong. This is not a put down, but it shouldn't be a common thing. Another thing, when people get low, they try to keep it a secret from other people that can help them. Why? Because Satan wants to kill you. That's the end game. He's trying to get you to not do the word so that he'll have the advantage. Then he's going to leverage you into the corners of suicide or hatred or unforgiveness. He's trying to desperately get you out of bounds. But when you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. They attach themselves where you're not looking. But don't be afraid. Look to the Lord from whence comes your help and receive his love. And none of these problems will be a problem to you anymore. You will be able to conquer and win. You don't have to die. You don't have to be leveraged out of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, count up the cost. Some people are going to hate you because they hate the things of God. If they hate God and they hate his ways and they hate his message, they're going to hate his people with it. So when you're representing the Lord, if they have a problem with God, they're going to automatically have a problem with you. This is just, and you don't hear this being preached because people are dancing around like politicians. Preachers acting like politicians. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, we work miracles in your name. We preach in your name. We cast out demons. So you can't go by the suit-wearing preacher that won't show people the truth. But when you study what Jesus said himself, you have a better reference of who God is. And you need it. But God loves you. He loved you all along. He had a good plan for you all along. He has a purpose for you all along. But to receive it, you got to hear his word and believe him. That's the only way we can grow and develop in him. Because he cares about us in every way of life. Now, I'm sorry that people don't always tell the truth and make it plain. But those that have ears to hear, they have ears to hear because they love. They have the love of God in them. And they desire the love of God. Doesn't mean they're perfect. It doesn't mean that they have completely stopped sinning either. Because when people come out of the world, they still have old habits, old thoughts, old desires. And those things, God, once you ask God to, once you believe on Jesus Christ, a healing process begins in your life. Now, skeptical people want to see you be just like Jesus all at once. That don't happen unless God do a miracle, which he can do. If a person changed all at once, and they were alcoholics almost on the verge of death, and they stopped all at once, people would say cold turkey. That is a miracle. But if a man gets saved, he may struggle with the desires of drinking because his body's craving it. But he know that that's going to take him out, and he has to work out his salvation. If he read the word, he'll have strength to overcome all the desires of alcohol. Whatever people are into, some people know is getting the best of them. They know that pornography is wrong. They know that this is taking me to a place I don't really want to go. But they've gotten weak to it. But when you fill your heart with the word of God, you'll have resistance against